KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Friday means a financial update from Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates. Go to johnmoore.com. And as always, we encourage you to click on the Insights tab at no cost. Always a lot of great information available to you there. And another great way to get information is join us Fridays for the update. Brian, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve.
So thoughts today as it applies to our finances and looking at them through a Christian worldview lens, and remembering that I said our finances, they are His, and how we act as stewards to manage it.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, we often get into technical conversations about interest rates and stock markets and bond markets. But I thought today I wanted to share a story that some of the listeners might resonate with, and that's what it's like in our world to be a Kingdom Advisor, which is Kingdom Advisors is a national organization that we participate in and support, and it provides training and certification in the application of biblical principles in the advice we give. And that affects maybe some of the specific recommendations we might make to a client. It helps us with getting good language and good sound scripture behind the advice we give. But something happened just this week that really emphasized that being a Kingdom Advisor is more than just encouraging generosity. It's also about being a strong witness and an example of God in people's lives. And we have that privilege. So if you don't mind, I'd love to share that story.
Oh, please do.
So my assistant advisor, Bethany, and I met with this really wonderful woman that we serve. I've been working with her for probably 15 years now, and she cares for a disabled adult brother of hers. He's in his 60s, but has the emotional and cognitive maturity of someone, maybe a middle schooler. And there's a lot that comes with that. It's a heavy burden for her. And she was sharing some of those challenges as part of our interaction. And it has financial implications, but also just we have a good relationship. So she was sharing some of her trials. And after the meeting, I told Bethany, I said, you know, we need to make sure we add Lisa and her brother to our weekly prayers that we offer for our clients. We're always praying for, you know, personal needs, you know, medical needs, things that come up for our clients and our team members and their families. And I got back to my desk a few minutes later, and I had an email from this client saying, and she's a non-believer, it's worth noting, and she said, I know you're a godly man. If you wouldn't mind lifting up my family, my brother and me in prayer at your next opportunity, that would mean a lot. And it just really kind of warmed my heart. First off, you know, she knows where I'm coming from a faith perspective. And that's maybe something to ask yourself for the listeners is, do the people I work with, do the people I serve in my work, do the people in my circle know that I'm a believer? So this woman knew that of us, and she felt a good enough relationship with us to feel comfortable asking for prayer. And we always talk about in our team how even our non-believing clients often appreciate prayer because they know that someone's thinking about them. And even if they don't believe there's a God that loves them who might intercede on their behalf, they still feel a desire for that. We all have a hunger for that. It's just a good reminder that we all have that opportunity in our daily work and our daily relationships.
I appreciate the story. And I think back about, you know, I've been essentially in ministry for decades. And there was a time about a little more than 10 years ago where I basically left the studios and went out to do sales and development for the radio station and found myself in the mix of Albuquerque's business community and quickly realized, like you, Brian, isn't it encouraging, though, when someone comes to you and says, I know you're a godly man, or I know you're a Christian, that, well, there's, you know, we are salt and light, and it's nice to know that we're a little salty. What I realized quickly, what great opportunity I had, when I was in the studios and on the air, to minister to people, but to also do so when I was out of the ministry bubble and I was out in the business community, and more times, than one, someone coming and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going through some, can we have some coffee? And just, you know, those opportunities are, they're just such a blessing to be able to share the truth with someone, And I love that you really got us thinking about, remember that, you know, we're ambassadors. And when she comes to you, Brian, and she says, I know you're a godly man, it's also accountability, because quickly, you know they're watching.
Well, what I can't help think in this circumstance and many of the families we serve, are we the only representation of our faith? Are we the only Christian relationship they're going to have? And if we're not representing that well, if we're not honoring what that should mean and loving on those people and showing care and support and competency in the work we do, what does that do to their impression of people of faith, right? This is, every one of us is in a workplace or even in retirement, we're in the community representing our faith. And we talk about that a lot. My sons play basketball at a Christian school, and we talk about, hey, your behavior, you're representing your school, you're representing your family, your team, you're also representing God, and you're out there as an advocate, and your behavior reflects on our faith. And that's, it's a responsibility, like you said, Steve, it's another thing we steward, right? Is that reputation of the faith. And so, yeah, I think that's something we can lean into and accept as a challenge and an opportunity.
Yeah. And in this case, Brian, you had someone reach back out to you. I think you said an email or a note or something. But you know, when you have those opportunities and someone says to you in a conversation, whether you're on the phone with them or face to face, hey, could you pray for, now I do, I do this actually mostly because if I don't do it right then, I'll say, you know, I'll pray for you. I'll forget. So I'll often do it right then. The other thing is though, when you're, with those that, you know, like this, this client you were talking about, you may be the only, Jesus, Christian, you know, contact that they have, ask them, you know, would you mind if I pray with you right now? You just don't know how much impact the Spirit may, use that to further reach them.
Yep. And some people I think are hesitant to do this in their work because they're worried about laws or rules or boundaries. Certainly each employer may view something like that differently. If you're not sure as a business owner how to represent that, there's some great guides from Alliance Defending Freedom, organization based out of Arizona that we're very close with. They provide a guidebook on what you can and can't do in terms of faith in the workplace that can be your guide. And all I'll tell you right here without giving any legal advice is that you can do more than you think.
Yeah.
And how you witness to your employees, how you represent your faith in the workplace. And that power of prayer is something we can invite into all these relationships. And it's a great first step in representing your faith to people who otherwise may not ever really see that. And so I would encourage you, if you're not doing something in your workplace already as an employee or an employer, I would strongly encourage you to consider, you know, what place does my faith have in my work? Because it needs to be there.
Very good. Well, certified Kingdom advisor Brian Cochran joining us Fridays for our financial update. Brian, thanks for your time today, and go Lobos.
Yes, absolutely.
All thanks, right. Steve. We'll catch up with you again next week, and have a great weekend, and join us again Monday, 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.